The Select Board voted unanimously Monday to set a single tax rate of $14.29 per $1,000 of assessed property. The board then took a non-binding vote to keep the single rate through fiscal 2017, therein putting to rest an effort to provide a residential exemption for lower-valued homes. The proposal from the town's Finance Committee Chair Michael Wise would have excluded properties of second homeowners. He listed a number of scenarios where properties valued over $330,000, even those owned by full-time residents, would not qualify for the residential exemption.
The motivation behind it is to give the people at the low end of the scale some relief. It's to make the property taxes progressive.
Wise says well over half and as many as 80% of homeowners would have seen lower taxes, but residents pointed out that rental properties did not qualify for exemption, meaning landlords would likely pass costs on to tenants. Selectman Bill Cook, who campaigned in favor of the exemption, had a change of heart, noting increased work for the assessor's office in handling exemption applications and the impact on renters.
I still think it's, a worthwhile idea. But when you get right down into the nitty-gritty of trying to implement it, it's got more problems than I thought it would.
Selectman Ed Abrams abstained from voting on the decision to keep the single tax rate for fiscal 2017. Noting that residents have complained of high taxes, he says he wants to get more numbers and hear more discussion of what a change could do.
There are things that can be changes that can be made, the things that can be done, none of them by the Great Barrington elected officials, all of them by either other towns or the state. So this residential exemption and this change in the tax rate was one of the very few tools we have.
Wise also proposed a split tax rate, which exists in communities like Pittsfield, where businesses and residents pay separate rates. His overall proposal was defeated by the Finance Committee a week earlier, 3-2. Richard Stanley, a resident of Egremont, owns the Triplex Cinema and a number of commercial buildings in downtown Great Barrington, a town of about 7,100.
If we start raising the taxes on the business entities, I'm going to just have to pass it right along to the business owners. So there's another case of killing the golden goose. It's these hardworking retail merchants that have revitalized Great Barrington.
Abrams says he would like to get more information on the split rate, adding that it could be phased in. Wise says he doesn't plan to bring up his proposal again. The new tax rate is 57 cents above the current one. The $5,138 average single-family tax bill in Great Barrington was already second highest in Berkshire County behind Williamstown. One issue that's been raised is Great Barrington's annual commitment to the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, which includes Stockbridge and West Stockbridge. Under the current agreement, Great Barrington pays about 70% of the costs based on enrollment by town. Great Barrington Select Chair Sean Stanton says the towns have agreed to form a committee to review the agreement. He points out that the Select Board does not control the school budget. He says when the board takes the municipal budget to voters at annual town meetings, there is little debate.
They have every right to say, no, we don't want to spend this much money, or yes, we do. And we send a budget that we think is fair and reasonable.
Following approval in Stockbridge and West Stockbridge, for the past 2 years, Great Barrington voters have rejected paying for a $50 million plus renovation of Monument Mountain Regional High School. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.